You're really sure that you're okay with this? You don't think it's weird or creepy? Over the past few months, you and I had been getting more comfortable with each other. Once the topic of secret kinks was brought up, it took a while for me to finally reveal my most embarrassing fantasy. I love being touched while I'm asleep. The idea of having someone bring me to the brink of orgasm without me being mentally present, it makes me squeeze my thighs together out of reflex. You made the mistake of looking up somnophilia on the internet, where almost every article paints it as a mental disorder, illegal, and a form of assault. Even that it was somehow an offshoot of necrophilia. Nothing but fear-mongering untruths. But when the practice involves two consenting adults, it's intense, sexy, and a sign of complete trust in your partner. Sometimes, when you fall asleep early and I can't, I like to press up against you until I feel your cock get hard. But instead of waking you up, I just slip my fingers inside my wet little pussy and rub my clit until I have to bite my shirt to keep quiet while I come. Your warm, sleepy breath on my neck and the sensation of your body pressed against my back are just what I need to come so hard that I soak right through my panties. When I finally confessed my unusual habit that helped me wind down when my insomnia and the presence of your body were just too much to resist, I expected you to be angry, to feel violated somehow. But you surprised me when you pulled me close and covered my face, lips, and neck with reassuring kisses. You didn't think it was creepy, just different, and you were more than happy to explore it with me, knowing how much it turned me on. It took us a few weeks to make sure everything was in order before we finally had the perfect night to indulge in my fantasy. Neither of us worked the next morning, so we agreed to put the plan into action on a Friday night. I said with a little laugh, sticking my tongue out and wiggling it invitingly. You pressed the small tablet onto the moist, pink flesh and offered me a glass of water, so I could down the half pill without any issues. I'm naturally a heavy sleeper, but we wanted to make sure I could fall asleep and stay that way. For part of the encounter, at least. I didn't want to be drunk, so we found a natural supplement and halved the dosage so I wouldn't be totally comatose the whole time. We had candles set up all over the room, but you agreed to light them when you came in after I'd fallen asleep. Better safe than sorry when it comes to fire hazards, right? We kissed for a few moments until the low light and the warmth of your body holding mine close started to make me feel drowsy. Go on, go play your games or watch something
for a bit.
But don't forget to turn the camera on when you come back in, okay? I know I'll be out cold, so I want to be able to see what you do to me. Afterwards, of course. I'd better get changed before I lie down. I put on the black silk baby doll nightdress I picked out for the occasion, the mesh bottom half giving more than hints at my hips and firm ass beneath it. I slid my hands down over my plush breasts, gliding across my stomach and further down to the curve of my hips, my breath hitching from the contact, followed by another yawn. Better hop into bed before I pass out on the floor. The sleep aid dragged me willingly into the cottony darkness, and everything faded into a restful oblivion. From here until the time that I woke up, I only know what happened from watching the recording. You stopped to stare at me, your arm barely in the frame of the shot as you took in the vision laid out before you on our bed. The soft black lace barely containing my perfect tits as I lay sprawled out on my side, the curve of my ass just peeking out from the bottom of the opaque skirt. My mouth was half open, soft lips parted in slumber, dark eyelashes resting against the freckles on my cheeks. Your breathing was quiet, but became heavier the longer you watched, as my own chest calmly rose and fell, your hands clenching and unclenching a few times before you silently approached my unconscious form. Your fingertips settled on my ankle before slowly dragging the pads up my bare leg, slipping over my calf, past my knee, and up my inner thigh. I shifted my body slightly and rolled more onto my back. My body surrendered itself willingly to you, even in slumber. Your hand slid beneath my short skirt, pausing to stroke my already damp flesh through the black silk of my thong. My breathing remained steady, even as you dragged the useless panties down my thick thighs and tossed them aside. With gentle but insistent pressure, you pushed my thighs apart, and they fell open, exposing my slick, aching sex to both you and the camera. Your fingers explored me slowly, with a sort of reverence, dragging up and down through the wetness already seeping from my pussy, pinching the lips lightly between your fingers, your thumb rolling over my clit before easily sliding two fingers deeply inside of me. You leaned back just enough while your fingers scissored me open to see that your free hand was lazily pumping up and down the shaft of your already rock-hard cock. You brought your fingers to your lips, a deep groan falling from them at the taste of me on your flesh. Your own pleasure temporarily forgotten, you wrapped your arms around my thighs, dragging me up halfway onto your lap. Throwing my legs up over your shoulders, your arms encircled my hips, your hands going to work on me as you buried your face in my pussy. My breathing deepened until my chest was practically heaving as you put your skilled lips and tongue to work, involuntary whimpers falling from my lips as my eyelids began to flutter open. They felt heavy like lead, but the heat coursing through my body almost felt like I was in danger, so I fought to finally open them. Greeted by the sight of you gazing down at my expression, you gave me a wink and pulled my engorged clit between your lips, sucking and rolling your tongue against it until I came so violently that the sounds escaping my lips could have been screams. The orgasm left me feeling floaty, weightless, and somehow even more tired. But you weren't done with me yet, or this little experiment of ours. You let my body slump back to the mattress. And you gripped my hip, rolling me over onto my stomach. I put my arms up to brace myself, trying to raise up on all fours, but you pressed your hand in the center of my back, exaggerating the curve of it so my ass was lifted higher, and I had to turn my face to the side to be able to breathe properly. Your voice was husky, but soft, as you asked me a question.
Yes. I'm ready. Fuck me. Please.
You dragged the tip of your thick cock in teasing circles around my entrance, coating the hardened flesh in my slick before thrusting forward suddenly and burying yourself to the hilt in one motion. You'd waited long enough, so you gripped my hips and didn't hold back, fucking hard into my wet, willing hole. Your ragged voice and warm breath against my ear dragged another moan from my already open mouth.
Yes. I'm your sleepy little slut. Please, please, please. Fill my cunt up with your cum. Yes, yes, yes. Fuck.
Finally spent, you pulled out to lay beside me, hands stroking through my hair, touching my face, softly murmuring reassurances and asking if I was feeling all right.
Mm-hmm. That was... that was amazing. But now, I'm even more tired. We can clean up in the morning. Just hold me. Please.